just relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, and Tasha, ooh-wee. They bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand and come with me. The music's to the right frequency. It's time for a little intimacy, yeah. DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood. No other podcast made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up
to
my babe.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
R&B
Live. Welcome, my pretty ones up there. Welcome, R&B Live. We have our Halloween edition. Tonight, we got the ghosts and goblins and all of you out there. We want to thank you for listening to RNBLive.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, what's up, people? What's up?
Hola, hola.
What's up?
This is the
How
way.
How y'all doing?
Are we good?
This is the way.
What did you say?
Let me hear y'all scary voice.
This is the way.
This is the way. Guys, this is our Halloween edition of R&B Live, guys. The podcast, the only R&B podcast in Las Vegas. Okay, so y'all better know if you don't know. Okay?
All right. The authority. The official.
Introduce.
Oh, yeah. And we have a very, very special guest, our Mr. DJ Lawless over here. Let's go.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Yep.
I know how
do that. Is there one? Yeah, there you go. Thank you. What is up, bro? Thank you for joining our show. Thank you for being here. Seriously. You and Kiefer go back like 4 flex on the Cadillac, right? Like you two.
Yeah. Even probably further than that.
Wow. Kiefer's. I know Kiefer's excited. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, we go way back.
Man, this is my bro, man.
Welcome.
I love our costumes.
Glad to have you.
I'm Cleo. It's supposed to be a snake, but.
Yeah. Who are you tonight?
We got a limp snake.
It's a limp one. The snake isn't snaking. It's not.
He's limping.
He's limp.
We're gonna give him some Viagra.
Anyways, thank you guys for joining us. This is our Halloween special. We have a great, great show for you guys today.
Who's in the house?
Who?
Kiefer.
Who are you?
I'm Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Oh, and I got Grogu.
Ooh.
Grogu's here.
Cute.
Do you talk to him?
Say something, Grogu.
Very, very cute.
Say something, Grogu.
He's shy.
There you go.
There you go, guys.
That's my buddy. So he can be with us, hanging out with us. I don't know who that scary ass. Look at.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Oh, my God.
Keisha, is that you?
That's not me.
I'm kidding.
Oh, hell shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
That shit
this is not the way.
It's
that
creepy.
Is not the way. Get
we
the
don't
fuck
want
away. Get the fuck away. Oh, hell no. Who the fuck is that bitch?
I don't know. She.
That thing is crazy.
I need to take this off.
Oh, hell no.
So we got Cleo in the house.
Oops, sorry.
Cleo.
Yes.
And Tasha's in the house. You can call me Sexy Bunny tonight.
Wait.
To all my listeners.
So you have Tasha and who's Cleo?
It's me. I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
Cleo
she. Cleopatra. I had to take the snake out. He needed to be tamed. It was bad. It was being crazy. Yeah. Miss Cleo. I wish I could show you guys like the whole outfit. It's really cute.
Yeah, we'll have photos.
You'll see the pictures, right? I guess you guys better stay tuned. And
we got an exciting show for you guys tonight.
We do.
So much. Dive deep. We got a new exciting episode that's coming out, so make sure you guys stick around for the whole entire show. Mm-hmm. And we got
segment.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my special segment. Yeah, I'm gonna get into my sweetest taboo, which is what no surprise I have to stick with the Sade thing. But yeah, sweetest taboo is my segment where I highlight a lot of Vegas's greatest food spots. So I'm a foodie. I don't know if you are, but if you are, please stay tuned because I have a really good one for you guys, and I'm really excited to talk about it. So yeah, do we have any news today, Kiefer? Or Mandalorian?
Yes.
Should I say
Mandalorian?
Can I call you Manda? Manda?
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
No, it's Mando.
Mando.
Call me Mando.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. If I could see the fucking board.
Okay. First, let's cheers to our. Let's cheers, guys. Thank you for joining us on our Halloween special, y'all. We love you.
This is Mando Glamour Hood.
To all our listeners.
There you go. Our guest DJ listeners.
Cheers.
J-Bug and everybody else watching. Chels. Clink, clink.
Thank you, guys. Y'all cannot see me drink this, okay? Because I got to hide my face.
Oh, he can't show us who he is.
Oh, my goodness. Tequila.
It'll be against his... Hey.
What a water chaser, you know.
I do that. Stay hydrated. You have to. Fuck all the sugar. It only gives you hangovers.
Oh my goodness.
This is the way.
Okay, guys, so what are we going to dive into now?
Where are you leading us?
Oh, wait. Let's get into a musical thing.
Okay, great.
Do it.
What I got? I'm looking at my... Oh, let's get into Summer Walker.
New song. Yes.
It's the video.
Okay,
Summer Walker's new song with Tink. Girls Need Love. Can y'all hear me? The girls need
better.
Love.
Girls need love.
Girls need
love.
Yes, we
girls
do.
Girls need love.
Summer Tink. Walker. Tink.
Summer Walker. This your guy, Mandalorian. Y'all just call me Mando.
Mando and the crew.
Honestly. Honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. You must think I've got to be joking when I say I don't think I can wait. I just need it now. Better swing my way. I just need some dick. I just need some love. Tired of fucking with these lying niggas, baby. I just need a thug. Won't you be my plug, ayy? You could be the one, ayy. Can start with a handshake, baby. I'ma need more than a hug. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say yeah. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say yeah. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Got my own money, I'm good on my credit. Need someone real who can fit my aesthetic. Bills ain't no issue, I earned every dollar. Don't play with this pussy, it pop like a bottle. Hopped out my feelings and ran up my paper. Money so long, I could buy you a few acres. Show up for me when I tell you I need it. If I say it once, then I'm not gonna repeat it. I need some dick and some top for an hour. Just keep it pee, cause this pussy got power. Hit from the back while you pull on my inches. Ooh. After we done, boy, I'm
girls
right back to business.
Girls can't never say yeah. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love
like
that fucking song. Love it.
I love it.
Tink.
Hello, guys.
Tink.
Welcome back to the R&B Live podcast, the hottest R&B podcast in Las Vegas.
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to have to, since y'all see my fucking face, I got to...
You've been exposed.
I gotta go back on Mandalorian. I gotta go back to Mandalorian and bait myself into Lake Michigan or Lake Pentatonix. What's the Lake Pentatonix? Where Prince had to go back into the
Oh my goodness.
So that's there. So. But you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just for all the dope honey.
Okay. That's what we doing?
That's what we doing.
Yeah. Here we what go. Are we doing?
Your sex got it going on. It's R&B news. Come on now.
R&B news.
Come on now. R&B news.
Let's get into it.
That's what we do. So,
hot topics.
Lauryn Hill.
What?
What's going on with my girl?
Lauryn motherfucking Hill.
I love me some Lauryn.
What's going on?
So Lauryn Hill, you know, she's on this 25th anniversary of the album of Miss Education.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, 25.
So she's doing this concert now, and she's probably done about maybe like 9 already, and she's been late to every one of them.
I was about to ask.
I mean, in true fashion, are we surprised? Really, she's always late to all her shit. So
she's gotten
y'all
worse.
Should know. Put that. I mean, what can I say?
She's got.
She kills it every time.
I mean, she kills it. I remember when I was at Lover and Friends, we were like banking that she was going to be late. Like she was. She was 3 hours late that last time.
Yep. Wow.
So I mean, I heard her. I got to hear her when I was walking out the spot, and it was beautiful. I mean, her voice gives me chills.
Still
but
got
damn,
it. She still got
she
it.
She still okay, do got okay. it. But girl, get it together. Like that's kind of nobody's ever gonna. I mean, and they still book her, which I'm really surprised.
Because we still buy her tickets.
Yeah, we love her. And she knows it. She's a diva. Yeah. I'm going to make your ass wait.
I cannot hate.
Like, I can't hate either. Seriously, I love Lo.
So apparently, now that she has canceled, or not canceled, well, she had to cancel some dates because of her voice. Her doctor had took her out. So she had to cancel the Philadelphia dates and some other dates. So she's gonna be out for like a month or something like that. So get well, baby girl.
Get
you know,
we love you.
Even though when you late, we still gonna
we
support
still love
you.
We
still love you, Lauryn.
So
only
I got
certain people can get away with that. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only her, yeah.
So I got some real dope ass news for y'all.
Okay.
Who likes Brandy?
I love Brandy.
Who doesn't?
Who likes Brandy? Who likes Brandy?
Doesn't like Brandy.
We like Brandy.
Oh, I changed your settings.
Oh, you changed my settings.
I went crazy on
so
settings.
Okay. So yeah, who likes Brandy? Brandy is coming out with a Christmas album.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
Yep. You think we could get Mariah Carey out?
She learned from Mariah Carey. That's like, ooh, she looks good. There you go. Brandy.
Christmas with Brandy. This is her first holiday album that she's ever made.
Wow. Doesn't she look like
oh my gosh,
or doesn't someone look like her? Okay, wait, who am I thinking?
Bangs is popping.
The bangs is popping. Yeah. She looked good. She looks so much younger.
Your bangs are popping, girl.
Yeah. Shit, ride that thing. Get on Mariah's level. I mean, every Christmas, Mariah banks off that song every fucking year.
I'm ready to play a new artist.
Yes, me too.
Christmas time.
Yeah. I agree.
No shade to Mariah. No shade.
I agree.
Instead of Mariah. Yeah.
Yes, Brandy, bring it. Bring it, Brandy.
Yeah,
bring
so it's supposed to come out November 12th. November 12th.
Oh, just after my birthday. Let's go.
Okay.
Little Christmas.
Yeah, we bumping that.
Yeah, we bumping that.
We gotta show her some love. We need to get on the top.
Let us know. You bumping, okay. Let us know, right?
Yeah, I got you. I'll let y'all know.
Okay, cool. Brian McKnight.
Okay. What's going on with Brian?
No, he said that he was not gonna make any more albums.
He lied. He lied.
He got another one coming out.
Brian. They all be
matter of fact, lying. Matter of fact, Brian, go ahead and switch that date. Brian McKnight has got a new album coming out.
Baby.
It's about his, you know, his baby and his wife and everything. So it's,
that's awesome.
Happy for him.
That's so sweet.
What's it say on his?
Lot of baby.
Leilani? Is that the baby?
Yep, that's baby. Yep.
Oh, I love that name. That's such a sweet name. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So cute.
That's the cover.
That's the album. That's the cover. That's the album cover.
Oh, that's beautiful.
How sweet is that?
I'm gonna have to get that on a record.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. No, for
this
real.
This is nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. So I'm a huge Brian McKnight fan.
Me
so,
too.
You know. So you keep on lying to us, bro. We're gonna keep buying your songs.
We're gonna keep on buying.
I don't care how many times you say that you're not gonna make no albums, but you know, we gonna keep buying them. So I got some new news. Some new news.
There you go.
I was like, new news?
TGT have officially announced that they are coming back.
Oh.
What? Really?
Yes. Show that, Jay. Yeah, look.
No shot, right?
TDG officially reunite said money will be split evenly this time.
Okay. Good.
Oh, my goodness.
That was straight from Tyrese's mouth.
Why wasn't it the first time? That's a whole nother story.
Because Tyrese.
But good for them. Get that money. I would go see that.
Are you guys excited that they're coming back?
I am
together.
So yeah, I'm excited. Yeah,
yeah. And
I hit up Carlos Ferrar. He said, "I don't believe until I see it."
So, it's true.
My guy Carlos Ferrar.
I love him.
Carlos Ferrar said. So I'm looking forward to that. Your fave, your group of all time.
Oh,
who?
Tony.
Hey.
Yes. What's going on with them?
They are coming back, and they're going to be doing a new studio album.
Wow.
There we go.
Oh, yep. I'm excited about that.
So yeah, they just came back. They did a concert,
killed it. 25 years. Wow.
They killed it. Yeah. So Rafael Sadiq reviews that the Tony.
I would love
just, feel good.
Just I'm me excited. And you tour.
It feels good. I love that.
They electrified the audience with the performance, you know. So they said that they are going to go back in the studio.
Cool,
that's amazing.
Love it.
Yeah, yes. I love it.
I'm super excited about that one.
We need some Tony in my life.
Yeah, we need
some Tony.
I love that the old schools are coming back. I love to see that shit. You guys are not lost or forgotten. We love you still. So bring it.
And we're getting older, so we starting to have money, so we could go to these parties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be in bed by 10.
There you go.
Well, you know what? You know, since you know, DJ Lala said, you know, that he don't want to play no more Mariah Carey songs. Well, Mariah Carey she's going to be on a Christmas tour. First time ever doing a Christmas tour.
I'm sorry.
First time.
I mean, go for her.
It's going to sell out and do records.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, it starts on October. I think it's in November. Let me see what the date's on here.
That's cool.
It makes sense.
November 13th, it's going to be 13 cities.
Oh, how cute is that?
So, she's going to end off in Vegas?
Yeah, she does have a stop here in Vegas.
Cool.
Yes.
You are very, condescending when you said that.
I mean, 13
cities.
Okay. I was.
I just want to make sure I, you know.
I was.
So who likes Kenny Lattimore?
I love Kenny. He's from her hometown.
Yeah.
Kenny Lattimore is my guy. So
I love Kenny.
He's celebrating 25 years.
Of his number 25 today.
The second album. Yeah, second album, 25 years.
Everybody in the 25-year mark is just coming out.
That's
the milestone. Yeah. Like, you got to do something
Kenny.
Big.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I think he's, I don't think he's doing a new album. Let's see, what is that thing?
Second album.
Yeah, second
from
album.
Soul
yeah.
of
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
25 years later. 25 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, that's a long time. Bro.
That's great.
Wow, how exciting.
That's long. That's a lot of time for me.
Hell yeah.
We always here at the R&B Live, we always give everyone all the concerts, tours of the year and whatnot.
Yes.
So, you know, we keep everyone abreast on what's going on and who's going where.
What did you say?
I said abreast.
I like that. I really like that. I've never heard. I just know. Yeah, that cup is just.
It's working.
Yeah. I was like shocked. I'm like, what?
I haven't fucked up a word yet.
Yeah,
no, you're doing good.
I was really surprised.
It's Sade's smooth op drink.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's the special
smooth op.
It's called smooth op.
I like it.
Yeah. I think it'll work.
Yeah.
We gotta get you.
I might get a little. Little drink, I might.
We gotta get you. We gotta get Lala.
I'm trying to go crazy.
Lala's gonna go crazy on the ones and twos. Y'all keep it locked, man. He gonna go crazy. So let me give you these dates. Let me give you these artists that are coming out. So Brent Faiyer.
Yes.
You know, he's continuing his tour to the end of the year. It starts back up in November 16th. Through December 31st.
Okay,
so he's coming, you know, so he's doing something. John Legend.
Okay. John.
You know, he's starting his tour up in November, November 7th. It's the evening with John Legend. And Coco Jones.
Coco.
Yeah,
hello,
she's
Coco.
Her tour started on October 23rd and it's going through November 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to be in Vegas. So you guys, you know, yes. for those,
so you guys
for those.
Go out and support our artists.
Come on now.
Yes.
Yes. That's, you know, amazing.
We are the official. Unauthority. Unequivocally.
Okay. We're learning words
what
today.
Wait a minute. Can we? Yeah.
That tequila is telling us today.
It took over Kiefer's body. He has been completely transformed.
Well, this is Halloween, so I am possessed.
I'm sure.
Mandalorian. Amen. So yeah, what you said.
Okay.
we are the R&B shit.
Yes. There we go. Yes.
Okay, this is the R&B shit. We are. Oh wait, yeah. Put back my music. God damn it!
A lot of good stuff going on.
I got more.
Oh, you got more?
There's more.
There's more.
But wait,
there's more.
There's more. SZA.
SZA. That's my girl.
She has been nominated 14 times at the Grammy.
SZA.
That is amazing. Oh wait, yes. Look, I got you.
She deserves it.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
You deserve that.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. So
she.
I love
her.
Me some SZA.
We love SZA.
She is nominated 14 times.
That's good.
That this would probably, if she even wins like half of those, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
14 times and
she got. I mean.
And Grammys that are coming up.
Ooh, that's okay.
One fucking show.
Yeah. Wow.
14 nominees.
That's it.
That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
She's baller.
Doing it.
Baller style.
She doing it.
For SOS. That shit is killing it. Let's see what else. What else? What else? Well, goddamn it, that's it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Goddamn, that's it. We're done.
So, guys, I don't know. FYI, I don't know if you guys saw the lineup that's coming out. They released it a couple days ago for F1 and all the live performances. It's gonna be fucking litty.
I got tickets
during the F1 time.
I got
There's so many parties going down.
It's
There's
lit.
So many watch parties. There's so many concerts.
We're gonna
keep you guys updated on that too.
Are you performing? I mean, anywhere? At the
Park?
I got some private events, so I gotta keep that on the low low.
Okay.
But it's gonna be lit, bro.
Yeah.
Can you get the ladies in?
I don't know, man. I gotta talk to these people, bro. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's gonna be a fun couple of months.
Well, Malik said he's definitely gonna have some hookups.
Oh,
so Malik, my guy, my financial advisor.
Shout out, Malik.
That's my guy. That's my guy. And that's your R&B news.
Good stuff. I want to add two things. I want to shout out to my girl Sierra. She had a birthday the other day.
Sierra?
CC?
She turned 43. Don't you? She
looks
so
good. For real.
I want to look like her when I grow up.
And Monica.
And Monica as well. And Monica.
Monica, she turned, I'm sorry, Monica turned 43. I don't know for sure how old Sierra turned, but.
Oh, wow.
But shout out to both of them for looking good and gracing us with their music.
I am so glad that you said that. Because speaking on, you know, people looking good at a certain age or at an age of like 45 and up.
Yes.
Can we play?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so Lawless.
Let's.
What's up?
I want you to play Lenny Kravitz.
We got something special for y'all.
No, it should be in there. Yeah. So.
If you guys have not seen this video, you gotta check it out.
I'm only doing this for the ladies. It's not for us.
Because we deserve it. We deserve
Lenny
love
Kravitz
too.
Is the man, though.
Yeah,
he
but
is the man.
I might take the notepad out.
Well, you don't need no notes on this. You need to go to the gym.
I've been trying to. At least.
Well,
it's getting cold, so you know. How that
we
is.
All need to work harder. Go ahead and play that song. What's the name of that song? It's called
TK421.
This your guy, Kiefer, aka Mandalorian.
And your girl Tasha.
Keep it going.
Oh my god.
Yes, Lenny. And I will promise you it will be fine.
Why are you closing your eyes, Tashaw? Sade? No, Tashaw.
I'm
wide awake.
Yes. Yes. For our listeners. Take it to the stratosphere. The congregation
is alive. All I'm asking. Go ahead and switch to us, Jay. I mean, you know.
This song. I don't care about the video. I like the song.
Yeah,
it's nice.
The song is really Lenny. It's super fucking.
Yes. Yeah. That's,
wow.
That's
nope. He killed it.
All I gotta say is
he
wow.
Lenny. And he's 59, y'all.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Damn.
59.
Damn. Double damn.
We need to do some work, bro.
Damn. So if y'all have not seen that video.
There's no excuse. No excuse.
Yeah, I got to
no
eat more greens.
Yeah, no excuse, people.
I mean, how you get abs like that?
59.
You gotta be Lenny Kravitz, bro.
Fuck?
That's how it goes.
What the fuck? How the fuck?
Who else is at that age competing?
He looks like he did 20 fucking years ago.
Yes.
30 years ago.
Like 30 years ago.
Amazing. 40. Shit, you might as well just keep going.
How the fuck?
Gee, exactly. Willikers.
Wow. I'm going to go and watch that video when I get
home.
I just need to.
Please do.
I need one more peek. Like, I just.
Can you tell us what's going to happen?
Closing my eyes. The whole time.
I told you it was for the
lady. I was like, what? Ooh. Oh, here.
But I do like this song.
No, yeah, the song is like
I love the video.
I'm not gonna let the video push me one way or the other. The song is actually amazing.
Yes, yeah, it's total Lenny. That's what I said.
Is that him?
It's total
on the guitar.
Yeah,
yes. It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
It has to be.
Yeah,
it has to be.
Talent.
Got hot in here.
I'm not.
I am sweating a little right here. My crevices.
I'm not hot. I'm
chilling.
Oh, you guys.
What?
I know that he is, this person about to mention is not R&B, but I feel like he's part of R&B culture. Richard Roundtree.
Oh, yeah.
He passed away.
Yeah.
That was sad. He was our first black superhero.
Yeah, he was a...
he was Chef.
Chef, yep. Mm-hmm.
So...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he definitely impacted the culture and... We want to send out condolences and prayers and thoughts to the family and his friends. Yeah, I was really sad.
Oh. Yeah, so he passed away. Yeah, so, but don't, let's see.
Are we going to get into some music?
Our topic.
Oh.
Our topic for the day is Ouija boards. And seance.
Yeah, would you ever, have you ever?
Would you do a seance or would you do the Ouija board? The Ouija board.
So, seance
it's,
like,
it's actually Ouija.
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 So,
board.
Is seance like the Bloody Mary, you look in the mirror with the lights off, whatever?
No.
No.
Or is it more like.
That's child's play.
Or is this it more is like the candles and the stars?
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother bought me a Ouija board for my birthday a couple years back.
You better...
Still perfectly sealed. I'm scared to throw it away because I don't want that shit to pop back up.
No, because you haven't...
you haven't opened it.
You haven't opened it.
I haven't.
And you haven't done the ceremonial...
None of that.
...introduction yet. So you can
that's
just,
scary.
Just,
none of that.
Just burn that bitch in the damn garage.
And then it comes back? What am I supposed to do?
No, it won't come back.
I'm going to just keep it sealed.
As long as you didn't ceremonially open it up and then you didn't ceremonially close it because you have to say goodbye. If you don't do that, then the bitch is gonna like. But anyway, I think we have a little video on how to do a seance.
Let's check that out.
We got the video, my man, Jay Boogie.
I'm scared.
So let's go and check that out, Jay Boogie. Go ahead.
Let's see what how to conduct a seance. Attempting to receive messages from the other side is nearly irresistible. Increase your chances of making a connection with these tips. You will need 3 candles, a food offering, a round table, a medium, a spirit to summon, and 3 or more participants. Step 1. Set the mood by dimming the lights and turning off any electronic devices, like the TV or stereo. Light the candles and set the food offering out on the table. Step 2. Select a person to act as the medium to lead the seance. They should have seance experience or psychic ability. Then decide on the spirit you wish to summon. The spirit may be a departed relative or loved one or any deceased person you wish to connect with. Step 3. Gather everyone around the table and have them hold hands to form an unbroken connection throughout the ceremony. Step 4. Chant in unison to summon the spirit of your dearly departed. The exact words are up to you. Step 5. Wait for a response from the spirit. If the medium indicated for the spirit to tap in response, listen for it. Repeat the chant until a response is made clear. Step 6. Ask the spirit questions and indicate you would like the response of 1 tap for no and 2 for yes. The spirit may also speak through the medium, in which case you may ask anything you like. End a seance if anyone gets upset or the medium appears out of control. Break the circle of hands, blow out the candles, and turn on the lights. Step 7. Finish the seance when all questions have been asked. Thank the spirit for appearing and tell them to go in peace. Blow out the candles and turn on the lights. Did you know? The word seance comes from the French word for sit or assemble.
That, I don't know about
that. I didn't
that.
Know that.
Is that why you asked me to seance? Bring candles?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't bring them candles.
Oh, no.
We are
so
not
you guys
having a seance.
To do a seance. I would attend. I would attend.
You would do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
I would try. I'm a trier, so I'll try it.
I actually believe in mediums, but again, like, ooh. Just people in general, some people do things for good, and some people do things for evil.
I just feel like that's the gamble. It's like...
I'm not gambling with no damn spirit.
Like, we should have brought a medium.
You're calling a particular spirit, and someone else gets the message.
Well, I'll do a
and
medium.
And they pull up, and they're not the spirit that you were hoping for.
There you go.
That's kind of what I'm tripping on. I'm like,
well,
possibly.
I would do it with a medium that I
experience
or, you know, follow. Definitely. Not someone that, you know.
Not the random homie around the way.
Yes, exactly. Which, you know, getting that information, I didn't think of. I knew that it probably would need a medium, but I wasn't thinking a seance. I was thinking that anyone can do it. So,
I don't know.
I mean, people can, you know, still try to bring those spirits and stuff like that, but
this ain't the way.
It ain't the way for you.
This ain't the way. That no. Mando does not want that.
Mando doesn't.
So anyway, so.
So no seance for you.
No seance for me. So I do have a.
So I'm the only one?
Yeah, you're the only one.
Okay.
I said I'll do it.
You do it?
There okay,
you
go. Come on, yeah.
Oh, y'all go ahead.
Yeah, I said
I would
do it.
You need a third person. You know, I'll go with y'all.
I'm chilling. I'll play some music for y'all.
But we're going to do it with the right medium that we know that can
handle.
Talk to the spirits and somebody. Okay. Yeah.
Y'all okay. Better than me for sure. I respect it.
I would do it. Let's see what happens.
So, has anybody played with a Ouija board?
No.
No.
And you said
I've
you,
always
you,
been curious,
I,
too.
I,
and you
I,
have
I
one.
Really have one. Like, it's just still sealed. I just don't want to throw it away because
so
I don't want that shit.
That's
to
what
come
a Ouija
back.
Board looks like. That's the official yep. That's the official one. You see where it says goodbye? You got to make sure you close out every session with a goodbye. But that's an official Ouija board. You can make it. You can make one, or you can just have one made. Like, you know, you can buy it. Mm-hmm. So let me
Ouija.
Ouija. Let me take off this.
But you know we ghetto.
Yes.
Everybody's.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm ghetto. I'm ghetto. Ouija. Yeah. I'm ghetto.
So. No, look. Before we start doing this, I was saying Ouija too. But I learned to correct. Even though it has the A there, I still was.
So do you guys know where the original history for the Ouija board?
No, tell us.
So it was born in 1886 in Chestertown, Maryland.
Of course.
What? Here?
My state.
That's probably why Tashaw likes this shit. And it was officially named, it had its official name in 1890 in Baltimore, where it was first manufactured. It was made to communicate with the dead. Okay. And I have a story. I'm not going to tell you a story because I've never done this shit. But I did find a story on the internet. And Jay Boogie, go ahead and play that real quick. It's a little story about Ouija board going bad. Here we go.
In October of 2015, when I was a junior in high school, I was in my horror phase where I was obsessed with everything scary and supernatural. With Halloween coming up, I was also reading a lot of scary stories about Ouija boards and people's experiences with them. My curiosity was piqued, and so I ordered a Ouija board off Amazon, and when it arrived, I waited till a night our parents were not home to use it. I convinced my little sister to try it with me. We were at the dining room table with the lights dimmed, both of us holding the planchette. I asked the board some questions, and my sister and I both laughed because it was kind of awkward and funny. I started to move the piece around, trying to creep out my sister, but she knew it was me doing it. After a few minutes of doing this, we were starting to get bored, and my sister wanted to stop. I said, "Let's try for a few more minutes." After a little bit more waiting for the planchette to move from some unseen entity, we decided to give up. My sister went to her room after this, and I went to mine. I looked up more Ouija board stories online and kept reading people's experiences with them, and then I looked up why it didn't work for us. Other people had said their first time using Ouija boards, nothing had happened, so I decided I would try again. That night around 1 a.m., when my sister was already asleep, I went back down to the dining room and dimmed the lights again. I once again tried to use the Ouija board, asking similar questions as a few hours ago, just in a lower voice to not wake up my sister. I held the planchette with both hands, waiting for it to move, but it never did. Instead, I heard sounds from upstairs, like soft footsteps. It could have been my sister. She might have heard me down here. The footstep-type sounds were followed by a muffled female voice. It didn't sound quite like my sister, though. The voice was coming from directly above me. The room above the dining room was our older brother's room, who was away at college. My sister wouldn't have been in there. I went up the stairs quietly, and I heard the voice getting louder as I got closer to my brother's room. It was coming from in there. I was curious if my sister was playing a prank on me, changing her voice to sound lower to scare me. I got to the door and put my ear up against it. I heard the voice of what sounded like an older woman. I wasn't sure how my sister could be doing a voice like that. At first, I didn't know what was being said, until I realized that the voice kept saying, "Grandma's here, Georgie," over and over.
Oh, hell no.
It was the voice of my dead grandma. I felt every hair in my body stand up. I opened the door and turned on the light, and no one was inside. The voice had stopped. I ran to my room and shut the door and locked it and curled up under the covers. I felt the whole room spinning as I couldn't form any rational thoughts of what just happened. It was too vivid to have imagined it. When I calmed down, I did a prayer before going to sleep.
Damn right.
Or at least trying to go to sleep. I was awake all night. I still remember this night just as vividly 8 years later.
So apparently, you know, you gotta be careful when you mess around with these Ouija boards.
I mean, there's evil spirits out there.
Yeah.
She was so evil, but she was, you think it was his grandmama or somebody pretending?
Nah. No.
You know, you remember the movie It?
Yep.
Hi, Georgie.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that's
what I thought
of. Too. I was like, his name is Georgie, really?
That's like, not G-Ma. That's not G-Ma for sure.
That's not Grandma Georgie, run.
So none of you guys have never done anything in regards of Ouija boards or none. Yes. Yeah. See me. I don't entertain or I don't ask spirits to come visit.
Nah, yeah.
Nah. Sure, yeah. I mean, they already be around anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
But you know, but I'm protected by my angel, so I'm good. But
yeah.
I don't. You know, I just.
Yeah.
No.
No, this is a celebration of them during these times. Halloween, yeah. All that stuff.
If I want to contact someone that I love, I meditate.
There you go.
Now perfect. It's crazy that let me tell you guys a story. Mm-hmm. So a good friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine, passed away of cancer. He had colon cancer, mm-hmm. and hit me hard because he lived out here. His name is Teeny. We call him Teeny. His name is Darren Johnson. I've known him since I was 7 years old. So he moved out here, and I've always was trying to, like, hey, Teeny, man, let's link up. He's out for like 6 years, never linked up. He passed away. That hurt me so much because that was like a brother to me. Teeny, we grew up. I mean, we used to play football. He was my guy. I love Teeny. Teeny, we kept in contact. So I was so devastated, and this is during the 2020. And this is, remember I was telling you I was going through my my meditation mm-hmm. journey.
Yeah.
Growth. Okay. Yeah. So I said, you know what? I'm going to, let me see if I can talk to him. Because I really want to say I'm sorry I always wanted to tell him I loved him and I wish we could have, hung out. And as I was meditating, of course, you get into the third optic consciousness.
Right.
And you start really get into it. And as God is my witness, I heard him tell me, don't worry, Keith. I know you love me. Mm. Awesome. Don't worry. And and I started bawling. Like, I was bawling so hard that I literally bawled myself to sleep. Woke up, and like, it was nighttime.
Right.
Woke up, I was like, what the fuck just happened? And I said, I was able to talk to him. So I went in and called his mom and stuff. I said, yeah. And she already told me that he always talks about you, you're okay, you don't have to, mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, but still, I wish I would, but when I was able to reach out to him and I heard him and talked to him, and I'm good now. I'm Gucci.
You got closure.
I got closure just like that.
Yes.
So rest in peace, Teeny.
Rest in peace, Teeny.
So.
That's good.
Any stories that you guys have or nothing though?
I mean, no? I've had paranormal activity happen.
Yeah, we talked about that last.
We talked about them the last season.
Last season, yeah. she had people in her house.
Oh wow! Oh, at my grandmama's house, there was orbs and shadows. I showed video of that my aunt currently lives at my grandma's house because she passed away. But back in Texas, she was catching a lot of crazy stuff happening on our cameras, and I got footage of it. So yeah. That was really interesting.
So watch last season's episode.
Was it season one?
Season two.
Okay, season two.
Yeah.
The Halloween
episode. Yeah.
It was scary. So. I mean, that's about it. I've seen crazy stuff before, and I've heard whispers in my ear before. I've never tried to like do a
Seance or nothing like that.
I never try to provoke them. I feel like they come to me naturally, and I like it that way. That's fine.
Me too. I ain't forcing nothing.
So now, yeah.
Yeah, I will say that recently, I'll say since Jasmine's, we think that it's her dad, but since her dad, which Jasmine is my daughter, since her dad passed away, every time in the bathroom we have a radio in there, so like almost around the same certain time, like the radio will just come on automatically.
Wow.
Like it's crazy.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. What time is it? Like what's the time? Oh
yeah, it's been a couple of random times, and then the 11-11.
Yep.
11-11.
Really?
And he passed away on that date too. So
what?
This is, yeah. So that's been happening.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy how
it's been like pretty frequent.
Yeah. Energy never dies.
No, it doesn't. It just transfers.
Never. That's crazy.
What about you, Lawless?
Yeah. Any crazy
anything that you need?
I'm gonna be honest, guys. When stuff like that happens, I just blame it on my pets.
all your cats?
Yeah. There's been a few times where like we're just chilling, watching a movie, and then the equipment will just start playing. But the records won't spin. But you know how like internal mode, you could just keep playing music?
Yeah.
It's happened a few times, and I just assume the cat just ran across the keyboard and keep it pushing. Yeah, I don't really dabble into that too much.
That's what pets are there for.
Yeah, you just blame them.
Blame it on them.
Well, I don't have no damn pets, so I need to start getting some. All the shit that be going around this house. Man, my damn plant fell a couple days ago. Just fell.
Is it okay?
Yeah, she okay.
She's okay.
She didn't lose anything.
Okay, check her out.
Yeah, check her out. Check
that
her out.
That plant just fell.
It just fell.
That's crazy.
How does that happen?
You guys need to understand that plant doesn't look like it easily fall.
Yeah. I'm going to look at her.
I can see it.
Yeah, so.
Plant doctor.
The plant doctor, yeah. So. Anyway, so let's get into a music break.
Yay.
Because when we come back.
What are we doing?
We got the ladies. With
in
their
segments.
With their segments. We
Hell
got
yeah.
Diving Deep with Tashaw. And then we got the one and only
Sweetest Taboo.
Sweetest Taboo.
Yeah.
Lawless, what song you got for us, man?
I think I'm about to go with the New Edition.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling.
Okay, you feeling
I like
it. Feeling that?
Yeah, we're feeling
I know
it.
We were talking about. I know we was going spooky, but like
no.
R&B, right?
Yeah.
Still R&B. We're still R&B, baby.
All right, let's get it.
Hey.
Me some New Edition too,
guys. Welcome so back to the R&B Live. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
baby.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. You have a lot of memories with New Edition.
Yes. Too many
to count. Guys, we're gonna dive into the segments. This is gonna be my first time doing mine.
Yes.
It's a little. It's short and sweet for the sweet. This taboo, I guess I should say. Ooh, I love this song. Oh my god. I have to let it play. God, I hope she really does come back.
Me too.
Sade.
Are we at the 25-year mark? Apparently, that is a milestone. So if it's at 25, Sade, you better get your ass out. All right, guys. All right, this is my segment. I'm Sade. This is the Sweetest Taboo. I highlight the best food spots here in Las Vegas because if you're like me, I'm a foodie and I love to eat, and that's my love language. So, in my segment of the Sweetest Taboo, and I will have other stuff for you guys. I'm working on this. This is like new to me, so I'm really
I can't wait.
Getting my feet wet. I'll be
taking notes when you be like, go to this spot. Now, cause I don't know where no spots are, and I'll be like, and right now Mandalorian's talking. So yeah, so I'll be going to, and this is the way.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So my sweetest taboo for today's segment is this amazing hidden gem, Matiki's Island Barbecue. I love Korean barbecue. I love barbecue, period. I'm a Texas girl. So give me some ribs. Give me some steak. Give me some brisket. I will love you forever. Okay. It's located on East Trop, and that's East Tropicana for those who are not from Vegas. It is best known for their popular beef rib plates. You get about five giant, juicy, like, fall off the bone. And I will show you guys pictures of the newest spots that I hit, but this place is so bomb. Fall off the bone teriyaki pieces that are charred to perfection. Yum, and yum. As soon as you enter the spot, the smell, the aroma just hits your nose. It is like mouthwatering, okay? So Matiki's is a little, if you don't know about it, you won't be able to see it. It's just hidden in the little plaza area off of Trop, but like... I have a friend and I'm on it. Also guys, they have this amazing like mac potato salad that comes with it on the side. It is so delicious. If beef isn't really your jam, they have these short rib plates that are really good. Same thing with the side and two scoops of rice, like true barbecue spots do. And seating is limited. There's literally only six tables. When you know it's a spot like that that's really small and it's popping like that and the line is out the door, like, you guys gotta really prepare yourself and you know that it's legit, okay? So sometimes there's a line out the door, so please plan accordingly. This is Matiki's barbecue spot. Let me know if you have gone. Matiki's Island Barbecue off of East Trop, okay? That's my sweetest taboo. Thank you, guys.
Love it. I can't wait to try this.
Yes, we will have to try it. It's really good. It's right by the airport. And I will hit up more spots and let you guys know what's hot over here in Vegas, okay?
Yeah. So let me ask you a quick question about it. Do you have a favorite dish there?
Yeah, it's the beef. Beef rib plate, yeah. And like, they're this thick. Like, they are thick pieces that are juicy and just, they don't skimp on nothing. And I've never had the combination of macaroni. You know how Hawaiians do their mac and cheese or their mac salad? Like, it is so bomb, but they combined potato salad with macaroni salad into one. And it's just a whole...
That's how you gotta do it.
It is amazing. I didn't think I would like the mix. I was like, no, I want macaroni salad. They're like, oh, the potato mac. And I'm like, but it has potatoes in it. Okay, well, I'm going to have to try it because everybody loves it. So I was like, all right. But yeah, Matiki's, please check it out, guys. My sweetest taboo spot and bomb. I will go there every time I'm in that area. So yeah.
Definitely thank you, guys. Be checking thank you. Oh, yes. Yum, yum, yum. That was getting me hungry.
I know, right? I want ribs.
Are you alive over there, Mando?
Deep dive with
yes. Having open and all right, we're going to get into
the R&B community.
Deep dive with Tasha. And today we're talking about, what do you guys think?
Is this something scary?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I was going to say,
even though it should be, no. Today we're not... We're going to be just discussing double standards.
Ooh.
Double standards. There's a lot out there, but we're going to cover a few. We're going to dive deep with some general double standards. And then we also want to dive deep in double standards in the music industry.
So, okay, great.
So let me ask you two, and DJ, you can be included too. What do you guys... think about double standards just in general?
It just depends. It depends on the subject.
The standards.
Yeah.
The standards. But I do think it's unfortunate because, like, as much as we want everything to be equal and consistent, sometimes it just doesn't work out in our favor.
Exactly.
And for some of you out there, let me just get into double standards. Basically, unfairly targeting a group or, you know, a person or a group, you know, with their rules or principles, you know. So it is an unfair thing when it comes to double standards, but we do have them. So I think we need to dive into it and then see how we can deal with some of the double standards, because they're not going nowhere. They definitely not going anywhere.
This is the way.
Mando.
Yes.
What's the way?
This is the way is the standards, double standards always going to exist.
That's true. It is. So I think we need to talk about it and just, you know, be honest and also learn how to deal with them. I mean, for example, we will have a mom and a dad that's bringing some fast food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the fun dad. And then the mom would be the lazy mom. You know, that would be a double standard.
Yeah.
You know, that's out there.
Oh, there it is right there.
You see up top, the involved dad. Oh, when the dad drops the the kid off, he's involved.
Yeah, that's a terrible double standard. Terrible.
But when the mom drops the kid off, she's a working mom, and she don't have no time for the child. Isn't it? But they're out there. You know, these double standards are definitely out there. So, you know, we're going to definitely get into it. So some of the double standards, one of the first ones we'll talk about between men and women is men who like sex.
I do.
Right?
Mando does.
And women who like sex.
They are admired.
Yes.
And powerful.
Yes.
But women who like sex, they are sluts and whores.
Yep.
Why is that?
I don't know.
But y'all sleeping with us.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get that either, and I hate that standard. Because I've been completely slut-shamed before. Back in high school, it was.
Damn,
like the
typical in high
thing.
School?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it was terrible. It really fucked me up. But, like, yeah, same thing. Like, if girls have really high sex drives, why is that any different?
What's considered as a high sex drive?
I mean, I'm not talking about high body counts, but just like a high sex drive. Like, you like you want, having you, sex you want a week?
Like, you want like 4 times a week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like standard.
Is that considered that's standard?
Yeah.
By who?
Me. And a lot
of
people.
I think the standard would have to be. Why are you looking at me like you're surprised? I mean,
Mando?
I don't know. I'm with it.
I think like 4 at least, right? I mean, is that
yeah,
or 3?
Well, Mando's kind of old,
what,
so
I guess another question is what is not enough and what is too much, and then you can find out what is standard, I guess.
I did date someone who did have too much of a high sex drive, and that was. And he's like, I just need to find someone who could keep up with me. I haven't found anybody who's been able to keep up with me. But like he was like taking like testosterone and stuff like that. So it was high. Mm. So he'd like maybe 3 times a day.
Oh damn.
And
times
that
a
was
day?
A lot. Like morning, afternoon. I would come during my lunchtime. I mean, go over during
come
my lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
I go over during lunch and then after work. Like or after my workout.
Well DJ Kiefer told Mando that when he did it 3 times, he came out like this.
Like powder.
Powder.
So women out there listening, you are not sluts.
No, you're not.
Never.
You are not a whore.
No.
Just be self-assured.
You're free.
Yes.
Okay.
No. You're normal.
You're free.
You're exactly.
So
you're
does that
normal.
Make you guys freaks for having such a high?
I would say if we're gonna label it, then yeah. Because one thing I don't like is like some dudes don't like how like these girls rap.
Mm-hmm.
But they're rapping the same lyrics that men rap, and it's like, bro, you can't do that. Like,
mm-hmm. I know.
I don't care. I'm gonna spit Megan's bars, and I'm gonna spit YG's bars. Like, I do not care. Like, that double standard, I don't get jiggy with it.
Nope.
Mando.
Mando agrees. Mando agrees.
Mando agrees. Yes, I agree with that as well. So. We got to stop it. We got to change our mindsets. And this is what this conversation is about. This is why we are talking about it, the R&B culture, so we can get people to be more self-aware that we can make our own choices and we don't have to degrade one another because someone else likes to have sex and you don't, or more than you, or whatever their choice is. It's about respecting each other and, you know, changing our mindsets.
This is the way.
There you go. That was a good one right there.
Yeah, yes. That was a good one.
Okay, so another one is women. Women who cries, they feel like they're in touch with their emotions, and men, you know, who cries, is weak. I don't agree with that at all, because I feel like men and women both have feelings, and they should be able to express it however they want to and feel.
Absolutely.
You know, like, it's like you're lying to yourself. We're telling men to lie to themselves. You're
crying.
Not hurt. Mm-hmm. You don't want to cry, but you really do. But you're telling, you know, telling young boys like they shouldn't man up. You know, don't cry. I don't agree with that. How you guys feel?
I feel like that man up, like telling the youngins man up, there needs to be more. Like, there needs to be more of a message.
It can't,
yes.
Because sometimes man up is, you know, don't cry. Then sometimes man up is like, tighten up your belt, handle the situation full force. And it's like, yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah. Nah. So I be crying.
Mando.
Yes.
Mando's.
No, we need to hear more of that, because a lot of people just think that, you know, men don't cry and they shouldn't cry. Nah. So,
well,
it's nice to hear that.
Well, Mando. Well, Mando heard that Kiefer says that he wants to cry, but every time he wants to do that, the woman will always bring it up in his face, or make, you know, or say that he's
right
weak.
She's whack, son.
She's not the right one.
So dude. So he stopped. He told me he stopped. He doesn't cry in front of anybody no more.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't tend to grasp, like, intelligence. It's not just about how much you know, book-wise, street-wise, or whatever, but emotional intelligence is something you really can, it really will change your life completely. And a lot of people don't recognize that emotional intelligence. It's a thing.
But I wish,
it's a real thing.
But Mando, what Kiefer told Mando, that he wish he could be that vulnerable and with the woman, but
you need to feel comfortable to be vulnerable. You know, I don't think you're that. I think she probably tarnished that for you, because you feel like you're less of a man for expressing your
tarnished Kiefer, not Mando.
Not Mando.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Mando.
Yes,
tell Kiefer he can cry.
He can cry.
I will.
You should let him borrow your mask to cry just for practice.
Yeah,
and then like, as he gets a little bit more comfortable, you can just let it out.
He can take the mask off.
He can take the mask off and just let it out.
You gotta support him.
That was a very good fucking analogy.
You gotta support him.
This is the way.
All right, we're gonna get into another one. Our last body count.
I know.
Society favors a large number of previous partners for men, but not for women. Why? Let's get into it.
So I have a bone to pick.
Please.
There is a podcast or a show called Fresh and Fit. Okay. These gentlemen bring on these fucking women.
Yep.
Mainly OnlyFans, which I'm not judging. That's your business and that's your priorities or whatever. They basically, every time they ask you what your body count is, basically the whole agenda behind that is a woman with a high body count is no good to the man and they don't want her. Because they want a pure female. That's why they go younger, because they have less of a body count than a woman who has a higher, is older with a higher body count and with children and yada, 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 you know, like all that shit.
I don't know. It's going to be hard for those dudes to, if they're not finding love now, it's just going to get harder and harder as each person gets more and more experience. I just feel like, I don't know. To me personally, I don't care about body count. As long as you ain't bringing nothing extra, like, and you still respect yourself, like, that's the thing too, is like, you can't just be throwing it everywhere, like, I understand, have fun, have your day or whatever, but like, sometimes if someone's taking you serious, you gotta take yourself serious too.
Yeah.
So you can't really, I don't know, I wouldn't stress on it, because as you get older, the number's just gonna go up. Like,
so would you guys date a girl with a high body count?
I would.
So Mando has.
Or does that not matter?
So Mando has a number of what's the average body count for men and women?
Oh, okay. Tell us facts.
Would you like to know the
yeah,
answer?
Yes, we would, Mando.
The average woman, the average woman body count is 4 throughout her lifetime.
Wow.
Okay.
The average body count for a man is 3 throughout his lifetime.
Where are you getting these numbers from?
Yeah. What?
Times
6.
I don't think they came to Vegas at minimum.
Where is this at? In like Switzerland? Like, I don't know.
This is what Mando had picked up on the calculator on the.
This calculator is outdated.
Mando is not accurate. We not
that
taking
is not the average count. I think the average count is like maybe 10 for men, I feel. Mm-hmm. Maybe higher. That's
no,
an average.
Way higher.
Well, average
by 10 they got
not,
10.
Not all men are hoes. We can't say that. Not all men are hoes because we are not going to say that.
But the average. We're talking about the average.
So it's 20? You think average is 20?
20. I'm going to be real.
Way more than that.
I don't think these guys got gamed the way you guys are giving it to them.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
really
why
think
I say
their
10.
Numbers,
maybe less. I was going to say 7.
I think there's some, but like I know some dudes with game with a high number. And then I know some dudes that talk their game.
What a
and I've never
number?
Seen no proof. You know what I mean? So it's just like.
Where are the seats?
But I know that there's also a lot of women that are being taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not to. I was molested.
See
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other. You know, so you, it's like you don't want a body count, but then we got the predators. You know what I mean? So it's.
And that's the thing, too, is like. When getting into a relationship with someone, like, you gotta also understand where they're coming from. Like, if a body count number bothers you, then maybe this person ain't right for you.
Exactly.
If their history bothers you, then you need to either look at yourself and see what you actually want, or, you know, go a different route. Because
I agree.
Some guys can't
good
handle
advice.
That. Yeah, some guys can't handle
Mando
a girl
agrees.
With
Mando
some
agrees.
With a high
Mando,
count.
Mando agrees with that. Yeah. Mando agrees with that.
Yeah.
So, I think. Like, I'm going to ask you guys, and since Kiefer's not here, he did give me his number. Can you guys disclose your body count? Are you
I mean, it could be. I'll do an approximation. I don't know. It's not going to be right. I'm not going to sit here and count.
You said an approximation? That's a word for you.
It is.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'm not disclosing it.
Okay, no disclosing.
Not I, yeah.
Sade?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I...
And that's the thing. I really don't know as well. It's
I
not
mean,
like
I have
I literally
to sit here.
You're like, this...
Yeah, I did have to sit here.
That one didn't really
count. Unexperienced.
Okay, so are there...
Unexperienced.
Are there ones that you guys would say that didn't count? And if it didn't count, why did it not count? And what constituted it?
One-nighters, one-night stands.
Those don't count?
You don't count one-night stands?
Yeah,
I think if the D goes in the P, then it's a thing. Like, the D goes in the P,
yeah.
It's a thing.
I would say that counts, bro.
Good
I'm sorry.
Or bad. Good or bad, it
I'm
counts.
I'm sorry.
I have to discuss that with Kiefer.
Or are you talking about relationships? Do people, like, count relationships as the one body count instead of the other people that were not serious? Like, if you do that,
then your numbers are all jacked.
Yeah, I don't know if that. I don't know how you justify that.
I think that's the thing too. Is just like some people are just bored, and then some people are actually connected, and I feel like that's what makes them want to keep count. And I don't know. My number isn't the most impressive. It's also not the lowest, but it is. What
I don't
it
know.
Is.
I'm
like,
not. I'm not gonna disclose mine. Yeah. I'm not gonna disclose mine. But
I don't think it matters. I mean, I meet someone. I don't even care what your body count is.
It shouldn't
matter.
It's
just how you treat me and how we connect.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Mandalorian likes to give his body count.
Oh.
Oh. You want to give us?
Is this Kiefer's body count?
So do aliens count Mandalorian, or is it just humans?
He'll tell us.
Robots.
He saw it all.
My body this count, Mandalorian Bannock body count is 0.
There you go.
You a virgin?
In our culture, we are not allowed to mate.
Until
we get
married?
Married.
Okay. Respect. I was going to say, because when does the baby Mandalorian come around, you know, like... You gotta
right after
build an army.
Right after marriage.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go.
Okay.
In the perfect world.
In Mandalorian, it is perfect.
All right. You guys want to dive a little deeper? We're going to go into the...
Mandalorian likes to go deep.
Okay, now.
This
so
is the
these
way.
Are some double standards between men and women in the music industry. So one, number one is men get more recognition in the music industry than the women. So the accolades, the, you know, and they're dominating, you know, the industry. Thank God it is slowly changing. We're seeing more women in positions and, you know, they're getting recognized. We're seeing more producers that are women, more musicians, you know. So I love, like, Beyonce. She has all women band. And, you know, that's amazing that she supports, you know, the women. So how do you guys feel about that? Do you guys agree? Do you feel like it's changed or it's still the same?
I think it's changed. Yeah, or it's changing.
I think we're changing in the right direction for sure.
Yeah.
Because, so I've been DJing for a hot minute, and it's usually guys, but I think it's really dope that we have girls like Meg and Cardi and Doja and like SZA. Like, I think it's really, really dope. Like, I'm excited for it because men been running for a minute, and sometimes they ain't doing too well, so might as well just try a different plan.
Right.
That's the minimum, but I do think it's awesome that women are really coming up and making a stamp in all the fields in music.
Yeah.
Mandalorian agrees.
You agree?
This awesome. Is the way.
It's the way.
All right, number two. A man can reach success by himself. A woman cannot reach success without a man's help.
Mm-hmm. False.
So that's false, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
been like that for a while because we didn't have any option.
I mean, how did Oprah come up? Did she marry some rich dude or did she kind of grind her way up? Because Oprah is a billionaire. You know what I mean? So it's like, can't discredit some of the girls that move like that.
No, absolutely. I agree.
I don't think.
But that's the narrative.
Yeah.
So we want to
change that narrative. Move that out. Yeah, because again, same thing with the women. They're killing the music game. Like, to the point where men aren't even getting nominated in some of these award categories. Like, it's just all girls, so.
Yeah.
14 for SZA.
We're making some changing. 14 SZA.
Yes.
We making waves, so I'm glad that we are seeing some change, you know, in the world. And, I mean, I think the point, too, is that we all need each other. You know what I mean? A lot of people talk about self-made, but nobody's done anything just by themselves. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you need people to run a business, to, you know, collab with. So let's, first of all, get that out of our head that we are just doing things on our own. We all need each other. So the more we help, the better we can unite and make better changes. So
Mandalorian agrees.
You agree.
This is the way.
Yes. All right. And the last one is women have to constantly reinvent themselves where men don't. They have that advantage of not having to reinvent themselves, change themselves, worry about their weight as much as women do. What do you guys feel about that? Do y'all agree or where is it now?
I do think it's unfair that women have that type of pressure, but I also think that pressure comes from women because sometimes, I mean, obviously guys are very talkative, but sometimes women too. And the thing is like, I feel like it kind of starts with them to set an example. But yeah, that shit's not okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
None of that is okay.
Because a man can have a bare belly and just be fine.
Exactly.
And a woman, you know, have the baby weight and then we just ostracize her, down to her, women and men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you gonna, you know, lose that weight? Or if, especially in the industry, it's like, when you gonna lose that weight? You can't go out there. You can't have a baby. You can't. But things are changing, as you said. Like Cardi B, she proved it.
Yeah, performing on stage.
Yes. So
amazing.
Yes. So I
like the change.
Me too.
Yes.
I'm loving the change. So this was good to see that with, you know, the double standards, we are moving forward in a better direction, in a right direction. So
Mandalorian agrees.
You agree.
This is the
and
way.
And Mando agree.
It's the way.
That's it. All right. This is your segment with Diving Deep with Tashar. I hope you guys learned something today. Remember, we all need each other.
I love it. I love it. I love it. DJ Lawless.
What's up?
Can you play that Usher track, man? He did a remix of her and...
Huh?
What's his name? Oh, best part. He did a...
Daniel?
Yeah, he did. Oh. He, Daniel Caesars.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So here's the video.
Oh, video too?
This is your man, Mando.
And the crew.
That's it, Mando and the crew.
Let's go.
Mando and the crew.
Mando and the crew.
Here we go. R&B Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the help of two incredible vocalists. I didn't introduce them. They are an extended part of Black Magic. Serena Prince and Tinny Tinks. UK's finest, finest voices. Ooh, finest wine. Look at you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me hear from you. Come on, help me out now.
Me slowly, it's the sweetest thing.
Really?
And it don't change.
Yeah.
If I had it my way, you would know that you are. Oh. Hey. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. Oh. You're the sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Oh. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. Oh. I just wanna see.
I just wanna see how beautiful you are. I see it. You know that I see you. I know you're a star. Where you go, I follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. Ooh. Listen. It's the sunrise in those brown eyes. You're the one that I desire. Yeah. When we make up, or when we wake up to make love, makes me feel so right. You're the water when I'm stuck in the desert. The Tylenol I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine on my life.
I just wanna see you,
beautiful you are. You know that I see you.
I know
you're a star. Where you go, I follow. No matter how far. Best part. Oh, best part. Oh,
best part.
If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you say something? Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Welcome back to R&B Live.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure you guys follow us at rnb-live.com. If you're not following us, follow us.
So, Mando, ladies, I have a new song for y'all.
Is it a jam?
All right, Lawless, he didn't see it. Lawless, you got to pay attention. Look.
Oh. Here, you know what? I got you guys.
Pay attention.
We go to the right.
So every time I say, I'll say, Mando, ladies, I have a new song for y'all.
Is it a jam? Oh, did we get it?
I think I got it. Was my timing off?
Jay?
Jay?
I was a little slow. Yeah. So you guys say the word, And then we do the
yeah,
movement.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Right.
It's
you
okay.
You want to try
okay.
again?
Let's do it one more again.
Okay.
Okay.
One more again.
Mando, ladies, I have a new song for y'all.
Is it a jam? Yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
So Mando has a new song for you ladies.
Ooh.
It's our artist Anderson Day. He's the one that did our theme song.
Yes.
He has a new song called Different.
Let's hear it.
So you know you ladies are different from the regular chicks out there. Mm-hmm. So we consider you guys different. Unicorns.
Aww, thank
so you. So this song I'm dedicating to you guys.
Thank you, Mando.
Anderson Day, Difference. This is Mando.
And the crew.
The crew.
R&B
crew.
Live.
You got my emotions going crazy. Ooh, girl, you blow my mind like all day, yeah. See your face all in my head, even when I'm laying in bed. I cut them other girls off cause I'm focused on you instead. You're the first person that I call on, and the last one I talk to before I go straight to bed. You make it easy to be a one woman man. Life is too short, I'm ready to dive straight. Every time you put your hands on me, I'm scared and I feel like I'm moving fast. But you're one of a kind, so I take a chance. Girl, you're different. You must be from another world. You're different from the mother girl.
Nice.
No, DJ Lawless, you're the DJ.
What's up?
Tell me what you think about the song, man.
I like it.
Really?
I like it a lot.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, cool. And ladies, you like it?
I mean, I like
okay.
It.
Okay, mm-hmm. Y'all like it. That means you will like it because we are R&B live podcast.
Yes, we are.
It's your man Kiefer. I don't know where did Mando take over
Mando,
the show?
Mando, he gone.
He gone? Yeah, Mando took over the show. But I did.
Well, welcome back, Kiefer.
I do have, you know, Gruhu. So, Gruhu. Mm? Gruhu.
He's so cute. I want to give him a hug.
Shade kept calling him Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
This is not baby Yoda.
That's what I had thought it was at first when I first saw it.
I didn't watch that show.
So, we're back. Welcome to the
R&B Live podcast.
So I guess what's coming up next is J Boogie. You know,
top five.
Is it the top five?
Your top.
Hit that J Boogie. Hit it. Hit it.
Top. My favorite segment.
Oh yeah.
I see nobody.
Nobody but you. And I'm gonna beat it like a drum. Beat it. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Welcome to the R&B Live. Top five. Silky She's top five.
All right, who's going first?
Top five. Me, your boy Kiefer. Your boy Kiefer.
What's your top five?
So it's in there already.
Hey, wait, so who won? last time?
I did.
You did? Oh, I did.
He always say he
stop
went.
Voting for yourself. Well, stop voting for yourself.
Yeah, well, y'all, well, I won with 3 votes.
You funny.
So
make sure you guys,
please,
literally go on our page and vote.
Yeah.
R&B Live.
rmb-live.com
and go into the live streaming and then go under the video and then
it's right there.
It's right underneath the video there. So
we need your vote.
All right, what's your number one, Kiefer?
I got a song that apparently, you know, some of y'all ladies like toxic love.
Some of us do. We are fucking psychos like that.
Some of y'all like toxic love, and I got this new song by I can't see the Midas The Stinger. What's that say, Lawless?
Oh, man, you're going to make me read on camera.
Yeah. What's his name?
Marcellus.
Marcellus, thank you. Marcellus the Singer.
I had to sound it out in my head before I said it out loud.
Yeah, Marcellus the Singer. This song is called Toxic Love.
Toxic Love.
Your top 5 silky sheets right here. R&B Live.
I was chilling by my homegirl. I think it was a Friday night. I was rubbing her down. Massaged her body right, yeah. She say, I know it ain't wrong, but it feels too good to me. I know we're both single, but when you deal with them hoes, feel like you're cheating on me. Cause I had her on the balcony. I had her on the kitchen sink. She said, know what you're doing to me. Even had her head between the washing machine. They keep calling her phone, so I sent them to the answer machine. She bent up like a presser, would only answer if it's got on the caller ID. She said, you're clouding my judgment, it's hard to see. When you're doing the things that you do to me. And I went to my mama's house today. Well, tell me what you know, say. That's toxic love. Oh, yes, it is. Well, ooh, that toxic love is so good, baby. Oh, she say that's toxic love. You make me want to pull up and choke you out. I've been calling that phone, and I only got the answer machine. Yeah, you can do what you want, but you better not be playing with me. You ain't my woman, but you're my woman. I ain't your man, but I'm your man. And you get on my goddamn nerves. I can't get it when I want. I guess I get it when I can. That's toxic love. Oh, yes, it is. But ooh, that toxic love is so good, baby. She said that's toxic love. I told her yes, it is. But ooh, that toxic love is so good, baby.
Toxic love.
Okay, he remind me of somebody, but I can't put my finger on it.
Toxic love. Okay,
just the way he sings. Like who? What's it, what was his name again?
His name is Brian. I mean, Marcel the Singer. Marcellus the Singer.
Okay,
I like his.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, but. Yeah. He's. I could have done what Mando did, but he already took my swag when y'all did the little. Yeah, so Mando's not coming back. He's gonna go back. He's going back to Mandalore. Anyway, so we're back. This top 5 silky sheets. That's my song.
All right.
All right. Who got next?
Tashaw.
It's Tashaw. All
right. I got Brian Cade. I came across him. I don't know how. Well, shout out to my daughter because she be having all the bomb songs.
Shout out to Jazz.
Jazzy, thank you. Deserve it. Yeah. By Brian Cade featuring Nike Rain.
Here we go. Top 5 silky sheets. Tashaw, that was that's
fire. Mm-hmm.
I think that
y'all
might
check it out.
That might beat my song.
Yeah. Beat my song. I like
that's,
it.
So it's a nice song.
Yeah. So Miss Cleopatra. Cleo.
I went super simp and went with what the song is in the background, but I love that song because I brought it to Keeper's attention. He didn't know what it was, and then we put it in the mix. So now it's like my favorite, and I haven't heard it in a while. So I'm gonna say it's Jamie Foxx, like a drum. So.
This is my favorite song too.
It is mine. I love it. So
come on,
this
Jamie.
This is my top five, number three on R&B Live.
Beat it. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
mood.
That's always a
That's
hit.
One of my songs.
Wow. You had Guru going there humping you in the back.
I know, he was grinding on my shoulder.
He was grinding on the shoulder, and then he
got
went to Tashaw.
Tashaw,
you trying to kiss those
tiny ass.
Tiny
short
ass.
Kings need love. So.
Short kings need love.
See, yes. Creeping, whispering sweet nothings in my ear.
Little freaky thing.
Oh, no.
Little freaky thing.
Who do you get that from?
Mando.
Freaking Mando. All right, guys. So that was my top five silky sheets.
Number,
I think.
Number four.
Number four.
Oh, wait.
Yep.
Yep.
Three.
Special guest.
Three, because he's
one, two, three.
Yep.
Oh, I thought we was announcing number four.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. We are announcing number four. So that was my number three. This is number four by Mr. DJ Lada.
I'm excited because, you know, this is DJ Lada's, you know, first time on the show.
I know.
First time.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you for being here.
What you got for me?
This is my first time doing it. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do like a heartbreaking song or a love song. Which way should I go? Should I go?
Well, it's the top five silky sheets. It's got to be a love song.
Love song?
It has to make you silky.
All right, so. I'm not going to lie. This song, me and my girl love this song.
Oh.
So let's get it.
Look out.
Should I tell them the title or should we just let it play? Because it's a classic.
Let it play.
We'll know.
Okay.
We will.
Let's get it.
Y'all know what it is. Number four.
Oh.
Shout out to Babe.
Tony.
I like that.
Yeah, they killed this.
Yep.
Vocals, production, everything.
Our thing. Here we go.
Y'all gonna sing it?
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow will come and girl, I can't wait. It's our anniversary.
Oh, it's so beautiful, this song.
Anniversary. The first thing I'll do is run straight to you. It's our anniversary. Anniversary. It's our anniversary.
Go ahead.
It's our anniversary. Anniversary. It's our anniversary.
I be playing this in the club.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Before last call?
It works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a good song.
I guess y'all DTS is like this ST.
What?
No, TS.
I'm confused.
One more time?
DTS.
Come again?
DTS?
Yeah.
Or Tempo. DTF.
Oh.
I know DTF. What's DTS? I'm confused. Hold on.
Y'all girl group with dimples?
Oh my god. I was so confused.
Go ahead.
That just came out.
Today is a special day. Call my own.
We forgot the
classic.
I know. Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a long song. It's a thick, long song.
5 minutes? I don't even know. All right.
Good song.
Guys, this is our show. That is the top four silky sheets, okay? Be sure you guys vote. You guys know where to go. RMB-live.com. Go into live stream at the bottom of the video. You will have your voting rights, okay? And make sure you vote for my video.
Hey, so, y'all. Here we go. Hey, y'all forgot that, you
vote
know.
For me.
We are the official Carlos Farrar concert ticket.
We are
giving away 6 tickets on our next episode.
How do we win them?
You need to go to our website rmb-live.com. go to the first page, you're gonna see the flyer, go down, it says register to win. I need you guys to go and put your name, your email address, your telephone number, and in the comments, I want to win Carlos Farrar tickets.
There you go.
That's it. That's simple.
You could just click on the flyer and it'll take you right to your Everbright. Buy your damn tickets because it's only $25 damn.
Yes.
Support local R&B artists.
Yes.
We are going to be in the building. My girls are going to be in the building. They're going to be in backstage.
So you guys want to come and meet us.
If you want to meet these lovely queens, this will be the best opportunity. We will have security, though.
It's Cardi.
It's a Cardi. So, guys, just make sure you guys. And then, you know, man, thank you for all your topics. Man, you know, I'm about to put that foodie, mm-hmm. That restaurant on my list.
We're gonna go. Remind him again of that.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
So it's Matiki Island Barbecue off of East Trop, guys. So, yeah, let me know when you go because it's bomb.
Okay.
And then let them know what social media we're on.
Oh, everything.
Mando. Everything. Make sure you guys follow us. Instagram.
Yeah,
DJ,
Instagram.
You got things going on? You want to shout anybody out or tell us what's going on?
Where you going to be, brother?
Yeah, so, where you going to be at?
So my residency spots right now are Blue Martini, Thursdays and Fridays. So if you guys want to pull up, 10:30 to closing, pull up.
I'm pulling up.
Pull up. So that's the residency. And then I got a lot of private events right now. It's corporate season, wedding season. Okay. We just did a walkthrough for a wedding at the Delano. Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, Delano. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, man. I'm in my private company bag right now this season.
Beautiful.
Summer we was outside. Now we inside doing the private events.
Blessing. That's nice. Good. Good. And tell the folks where they can find you, man.
You can find me on all social media platforms. I'm mostly on Instagram at DJ_Lawless LALAS. And yeah, hit your boy up.
Yes.
Well, Lawless is going to be a returning. You know, he is like the second official.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're gonna put you on the website. You are the second official DJ for the R&B Live podcast.
So it's been great, Lawless. Thank you for coming out.
And also, y'all need to stay tuned because I got Lawless getting into the mix.
Yes.
Gonna mix a little bit.
15-minute mix. You guys just keep it locked. I got my guy. He's gonna be getting in. Y'all just don't know this man. He is my favorite DJ. Okay, outside of DJ Las Vegas A plus.
My guy.
Yeah. That's where I met you from.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I met him when he was like 18 or 19.
Yeah, I wasn't
years
even old enough to really party.
So,
I went in. It's crazy because my dad will come to the club, do a set real quick, and then we out.
Yeah.
Because I got school in the morning. Yeah. It was crazy.
But this young man has been in the scene very long and doing great things. So I'm proud of you, brother.
Thank you.
And he taught his girlfriend how to DJ, and she's a fucking beast.
She's awesome. Nasty with it.
She's nasty. Yeah, I mean, awesome. You know, cutting and scratching, like damn.
Yeah. So body tricks.
Body tricks. Yeah. So she's a beast. So give her title. Give her to Dash. What's her title?
Her DJ handle. Name is Bella Rose. Pull up on my page. You can see her at I believe it's at @BELA.ROZE. So at Bella Rose. I got her tagged on my page, so you guys should be easy to find her. She's real easy.
Yeah, she's dope. She's dope. She's representing the culture
check them
very
out,
well.
Support.
So hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in for our Halloween edition.
Thank you. I'm gonna try to put this mask on real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and put it on real quick. And let me see if I can put on my mask.
I can't see through it, but I'll definitely just throw it on
for the last.
This was such a fun show. I had so much fun with
you. Oh, this
is
a hot mess.
It looks good.
So put the braids in front?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got a DJ like that now.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. He's got, look at his face. It's like, I'm gonna be dying.
Well, this is your man, Mando.
And the crew. Love you guys. Thank you.
R&B
Love
Live. You. See you Keep next week. See you in 2 weeks.
R&B Live Podcast.
It's going to be a great show because we're going to have a lot of people from the actual show that's going to be performing. Mm-hmm. So you guys just stay tuned. R&B Live.
Podcast.